You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. You are listening to What's the Difference. I'm your host, Gina Della on WTMJ, and I always have to remind you, WTMJ.com, because you can download that podcast, because it's early when you're listening to this show. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina.
I want to talk to you about something.
Well, I'm scared and excited at the same time.
And I want to talk to Gregory about something Greg is our producer that... If you all remember in the beginning, I said I was afraid of Greg.
Still is.
Before, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably a 9.75840. We are much lower on that. But that's not what I wanted to talk about right now. I want to talk about the fact that the last time we were with Greg, do you remember this whole studio was filled with Lysol wipes?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had the flu, which I heard this morning, there is a larger outbreak than even in 2004. And he's like, we're in this, if you all knew, it's this small room where so much for 6 feet. I don't even think the room is 6 feet. Greg, would you agree? What do you think the measurements of this room are?
I'm feeling much better, Gina. Thank you for asking.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. All healthy.
Glory be to God.
Tip top shape.
Tip top. Well, I realized after being with Greg and the wipes, and he wiped after, which cracked me up. I'm like, what about the during? That I think I have the immune system of a kindergarten teacher. Because
you didn't get sick.
I didn't get sick. And then you're sick. Alex is sick. Everybody in the world is sick.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I got it from Greg. I think I got it before. So, Greg, you're
Thank
in
you, Ross.
No problem. I'm your support system today,
Thank
Greg.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I just had to bring that up. I mean, Lysol wipes do work, but usually before you start, not after. But again, whatever. Everyone has their own order of what they do things. He is literally coughing. Oh, my God. Greg is right now coughing. He is not in tip-top shape.
Tip-top shape.
Oh, my God.
And you know, the Lysol wipes, you think the one place you would probably should wipe is the mic.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm not licking it. I'm just going to say that. I don't know if it emits vapors, does it?
Well, you're close. So if imagine you're breathing on this thing for, somebody's breathing on it for 8 hours, and then here we are.
I don't know that we have to get, I'm loud enough. I don't have to get this close. Can you hear me, Greg?
Can you hear me, Greg? Thank you.
Okay.
Greg's like, too good.
Okay. Greg now loves me and is a little afraid of me. Okay.
I do love you, Gina.
Thank you. Joy and celebration. Ross, what are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to talk about hiring the right people because I think that's an important topic to go through. And one of the funny things is you bring Greg into this. We have something we're going to talk about called a PI, and we just had to send it to Greg so we can look at his results at some point, which I'm thinking maybe the next show. But yeah, this is it's going to be a fun show.
Wait. Okay, everybody, we will be back, and it's going to be an exciting talking about hiring. We will be right back. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference. I'm Gina Della, your host, and of course, I'm here with Ross. And we're going to give Greg a little break right now because I think he's crying because I was so mean to him.
Well, now you made him feel bad. He coughed, and now he just feels like he's getting everybody sick.
Well, I would say it was more than a cough. I felt like it was far more than a cough. I mean, but whatever. That's okay. Fine. That's not about hiring.
No, it's not. And I think the reason why we thought this was important to talk about is hiring the right person is probably the hardest thing you do, right? It's so exhausting on the front end, but it's more exhausting on the back end, right? Because we want to protect our culture, the experience to our customer, our internal customers. So I think that's why we both thought this was going to be a great topic to talk about today.
I want everyone listening to think about, first, I want you to put yourself in the position as the person who applied for the job and interviewed for the job and then got the job. Have you ever either wanted to work for a company so badly that maybe you answered things that weren't quite really who you were so you could get into that job, and then you get there and you hate your life? I bet I bet there's some of you out there. I know I did it all for the money at one point for something I did. Did you ever do that, Ross?
Yeah, and I think about this, too. So you make that decision because you see the hopes and dreams of what it's going to be. But the reality is then you don't like it, right? It's not a fit for you. And now you've left that previous position. Think how many people we've had that have made that the other way. They've gone somewhere else and they regret it. And they come back to us, a couple months later. And unfortunately, at that spot, a lot of times that position has been filled again.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think we've all been there. It's like, you spend, for most of us with a full-time career, we spend more time doing our job than we are with our families and anything else. And you want to love it. I mean, I know I literally can say at 60 years old, every day, do I have hard days? Absolutely. But every day, I feel like I'm playing. I do.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You're happy to get up to work. You're thinking about, well, and it's because I think you're inspiring other people, right? So that fulfills you of like getting them to a good spot where they're happy with their life and you can see how their life has changed, right? Of how they grow and get these things that they want. They have a family and you start to see that development. I think that's what fulfills us.
Mm-hmm. Now I want everybody to think about the opposite. If you've ever been in a position where you are hiring and you're one of the hiring managers, and you brought on somebody because they either looked the part physically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were nice. You're like, I could be their friend. Like you felt like you knew them. They had a great interview or interview process. Mm-hmm. Hopefully your interview process is not, I meet somebody for 30 minutes and that's it,
yeah.
Which we used to be. And we'll talk about that. But then you bring them on. And first of all, at least at Pella, we know it costs $35,000 by the time you add all the resources to train somebody. Mm-hmm. So it's super expensive to bring on the wrong person. But how painful has it been for all of you listening when you bring on the wrong person?
Yep, correct. It's on both sides, right? You experience it on both different sides. And same thing for our customer and their experience, too. It's not at the level that we want. For them and, for both parties.
Right. So we're going to talk about, it's actually going to be kind of funny because if you just knew the evolution of how we have hired at Pella, we used to be the 30 minute and I'm like, they're kind of handsome or they're really pretty. They'll, okay, I did say that out loud. It's a true story, right?
Yeah. Well, and you've always said this, and it's a true statement, right? You don't know somebody until you live with them. So sometimes, right, we don't. We see that first person, and they look great. They're great on paper, and you have a good connection with them. But the longer you spend with them, you can see that they don't like the position. Or there's something about it that they're not comfortable doing. And I think I always equate it to dating. When you have your first date with somebody, you're in your best behavior, right? Both of you are. But it takes a couple dates before you can get to know each other and see, like, are we a good fit together? And so I think that's why we started to adopt that and add more and more steps to spend more time with the candidate, to get to know them, and so they can get to know us too, right? It's got to be a good fit for them to work with Pella and to be part of the Pella family.
So everybody listening, I want you to think about what your interview process looks like, even if it's the most basic of positions where they're answering the phone. That's actually not basic because that is the first touch in many cases that your company is having with the caller. And it's that first impression, and you only have a few seconds to make that first impression. And guess what? It's word of mouth can be your best or worst advertising, and people are far more apt to say the negative about you versus the positive.
Yep.
So let's just talk about it from your perspective. When you think back 5 years ago, what did our interview process look like?
Let's see. The interview process was bringing somebody in. They would sit down, and I think you said probably 30 minutes to probably an hour. The manager would be like, you're really good. I like you. When can you start? Right. And that was about it. I mean, and then training started.
We'd kind of look at each other, give the look like, yep.
Yeah. He seems happy. She seems happy. Like I said, put together on paper looks great. But yeah, we've definitely learned over time. And not to say, if you think about all these people, it's not to say that they were a bad fit for Pella, because they ended up a lot of them were. They just had to be, we had to find the right role for them. right? You have different people that once we move them to a different position, that was perfect, right? They started to flourish. They loved their job, but there were some things sometimes where they just didn't like that part of it, and so we had to be able to pivot and move. Mm-hmm. Now we've gotten much better at finding the right person for the right position at the first time.
And we'll tell you the secret to that. Do you remember, Ross? Well, of course you remember. We used to interview people at the corners of Brookfield in my apartment because we sold our house in 2016 because we were building, and it sold in 48 seconds. And now we're like, where are we going to live? And we lived with my mom in her sewing room for, don't even ask, a king-size bed went in my mom's sewing room, and that had to end. I'm like, oh, my God. So then we moved to the corners of Brookfield. We were literally the first people to live there, and it was beautiful. That was in July of 2017, and we were interviewing people at the corners of Brookfield because we were in between offices, mm-hmm. and I would call our office the White Trash Building.
Well, you couldn't even interview. Remember, if you had to interview, it would be right in the, well, almost like the huddle area where all the reps are coming and making phone calls,
yep.
and you just really couldn't have a conversation. So, yeah, we had to go through and go over there for some of the interviews at the lobby or apartment. Yeah, I absolutely remember those.
Yep. So, you know, we have a lot of fun stories that we can talk about that. When we get back, we're going to continue and talk about what ours look like and what we've learned. You will crack up because I'm sure you think of Pella as this perfect model interview process. We are going to tell you the dirt on what we did and what we do now. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Okay, we are back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. And on our break, Ross is like, you know, I need to torture you about something you did to me before we even get into this, because this is dirt.
And this
Go.
Is a safe zone,
Go.
Right? This is a safe zone because I can say anything here. I can torture you here. And I feel like we're protected because Greg's over here. He's going to jump in if need be. This is a good spot.
You always say this is a safe zone. I've never, like, I have a yucky feeling in my stomach. I don't feel like it's a safe zone.
Well, it actually, it's perfect because it fits into what we're talking about.
All right, go.
So you said that we started to build that process so we could hire the right people, right? So we have put in place all these different steps, which we'll go through. Gina, if I ask you, what happens when we break those steps and we don't follow all the steps that we agreed to?
Well, first, there's a reason we had to make steps. You know how you learn from your mistakes? So
yes.
There's a reason Ross made me have to have steps. But then sometimes I might not listen. I might make the rules and then I break the rule. And we had an agreement, if this is where you're going.
It is where I'm going, definitely.
We had an agreement that when we do a panel interview, me, you, and then the other sales manager too, that we all had to unanimously agree that we should either let someone go to the next step or hire them. Is that what you're
yeah,
talking
that's
about,
correct.
Ross,
yep.
Andrew?
And, yep. And then we do all the steps, and then every person has a veto, right? So that exactly right. We have to agree. And there might be in a couple instances where you're like, nope, we have to hire him right now.
We don't need step 3, 4, 5.
We don't need the rest of the steps. We'll bring him in right now. And it didn't work out.
Why didn't it work out?
Well, they weren't a good fit. And they probably weren't happy in the position, and it just wasn't a good fit. Some of them we could move to different places, but some it just didn't work. And that's okay. I feel like they're happier where they're at now because where they were at, they weren't happy.
So in all seriousness, every single time I've done that, which is 3, I can absolutely vividly remember.
It we'll didn't, say 3.
Yeah. we'll say, oh, wow. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fair to the person we hired, and that's what actually hurts my heart, that they ended up taking the position and either leaving a job in all 3 cases, leaving the job they were at when they were looking, and it they have a family. They have right. all those things. And it should be taken very seriously. And the process was put in place for a reason. And I actually do feel really badly.
Yes.
And lessons were learned. It's not funny.
it's okay, though. It reinforced it, right? Sometimes you need things to happen to reinforce of why you do what you do. And that was a perfect example of like, okay, yeah, this is why we have to go through it and do those. So maybe this is a good segue into like our steps, right?
What I think we do, so, 100%.
Right? So like if you think about our first one, obviously, is we put the ad out there and then people go through and they apply. And when they apply, we look at their resume. And the first thing we do is we send out what we call a PI. And what is that, Gina? Because you are definitely the expert on it.
That is a predictive index survey. So there's a million assessments out there, Myers-Briggs, Strength Finders, all the things, Talent Plus, and they're great. And they all measure different things on an individual. The predictive index survey is literally the only assessment that is scientifically proven, and it is 99% accurate. If the person, if you, the candidate, truly fill it out for who you are, it doesn't help to game the system mm-hmm. and think yep. you're answering the way you think they want you to answer, because now you're going to take a position that's not going to be something you want to go to work to every day. Like I am playing every day, because when I came here, they got me. Take me or leave me. I get to be me every day.
Yep, exactly. And then you can find out that the person that's truly happy in the position, right? And again, that sometimes we could look at that PI and be like, you know, they applied for this, but I think based on their PI, let's actually have them talk to this department, because I think they're a good fit for this. So that
right.
it gets us them a direction where they're going to be happy. What I always try to tell candidates when we're going through that process is, I want to make sure, obviously, that you love the place that you're going to work at. But the other thing is, we're making sure, too, that we hire somebody that will be here for the long term. And that may not be, they may not stay in the same area, position. You know, they may move to a different department, which is okay. We just want to hire a person that's going to make Pella better.
Right. We are so proud that we don't have a lot of turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And there is growth within our company. And I'm sure there's growth within so many of the companies of the listeners, that that's the beauty of these young people coming out of college. You don't want them leave. You hope. I mean, here right. we are at Good Karma Brands, right? We're on WTMJ. They hope these young people stay and there's a lot of room for growth here or at Pella. And you want to find that right fit. And the beauty of this PI assessment is what you just said. Right now, we have openings for 5 different positions. And you just saw somebody that was applied for the trade side of our business, which is the built new construction side.
Yep.
And after you all looked at it, they actually were a better fit based on the assessment. We don't know till we meet the human, but on the in-home retail side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful to be able to do that. The other thing is it partners really well with a Strength Finders. It partners really well with a Talent Plus. So there's not one that's the end all be all.
Right.
This predictive index assessment really helps you understand if they're right for that position
yeah.
that you're looking for. Not necessarily, are they a super emotional person? You know,
right.
what the other ones, what are their absolute strengths? It's very unique, and we'll get more into that.
Yeah, it really is. And it does a very good job of painting a picture of the questions that you probably want to ask. And I think it highlights, too, if you think about that, that's our first thing, and we bring somebody in for that first actual person-to-person interview. One of the comments I get from the different candidates come through that makes us unique is, if you think about our goal, right? So, and I'll tell you, and I'll tell the listeners too, right? When we have someone come in, the first thing we do is we introduce ourselves, how long we've been here, but then everyone has to say a fun fact
mm-hmm.
because we try to keep it fun. I mean, that is our goal, is to make sure that they're not nervous and they have a good time, and then they're themselves.
Would you not agree, before we go to break, that the most common piece of feedback we get regarding our interview process, no matter who it is, they've said, this was the most fun interview, yet the most thorough, but I felt the most comfortable and I could be myself.
Yeah, I could be myself and I knew what the position was.
Yeah. Perfect. Yep. Well, when we come back, we're going to wrap up. I'm going to say session one on hiring because there's a lot to talk about. But we're going to wrap up just with our next step.
All right. That sounds good.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della on WTMJ.
You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Okay, we are back with What's the Difference. You're listening to Gina Della. I'm your host. I'm here with Ross. Ross, after we look at, we get the resume, we look at it, we give this predictive index assessment.
Yes.
The beauty of it is we've created what is the perfect candidate and we plug it in and it creates a graph for us.
Yeah. A guideline. I think it's a guideline, right?
Yep. It's a great guideline. Mm-hmm. And what makes it awesome is then we can pull all the people that match the graph slash guideline. Mm-hmm. And then our next step is we have a phone interview and a little on screen so we can see, right? Because you want to be HR appropriate, but we want to see, are they grammatically correct right off the bat before we take everybody's valuable time and actually physically bring them in, right?
Yeah, and show up on time. I mean, sometimes the biggest is the smallest thing. It's like, will that candidate show up on time? Will they be there prepared? I mean, that's honestly a lot of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So, because there's so much to talk about on this, we have learned to create several steps of our interview process. And we're going to wrap up today just telling you, you absolutely want to tune in next week because we are going to dig into what our steps are and why we've had to make those steps and the horrendous true stories that got us to create these steps in the first place. And you will... We're not making it up when we tell you this. We will change the names to protect the innocent.
Yeah,
will we
not? Yeah,
you
definitely have to do that. And, you know, we can tease one thing. One thing that I love that we do is we have very specific questions that we ask candidates, and some of them are really good and they make them really think. I want to pull your favorite question and tease the audience. So what is a question that you always ask candidates?
You want me to say it right now?
I do. I'll just give them that one.
What is the last random act of kindness you performed?
Right? It's simple, but it's like, oh my gosh, I have to think, what did I do? I held the door. I cooked dinner.
Right. Yeah. We're not asking you to save America.
Right.
What was the last random act of kindness you did? I mean, I wiped up this studio after we left last week so nobody else died of the flu.
I feel like that was self-serving, though. I don't know if that was.
Maybe.
I don't think that was random act of kindness.
Okay. Greg, do you want to say anything? Okay. Greg is speechless. We would like to thank you for listening. You're listening to What's the Difference? We will see you next week on WTMJ.com and WTMJ.